Welcome to the 25th Anach Lamcha recording. Listen to these two Meirdik and Meisim. It was a younger man, a very chosh younger man, who was leaving the parking lot of the Yeshiva Gedoyla of South Fallsburg on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And a bocher came over to him and asked, I was supposed to have a ride to take me to the 230 bus by Vishnitz Kamisha, but the ride never worked out at the end. It didn't materialize. And now I'm stuck. I feel bad asking, but is it Shaykh who could swing me over? It was now about 2:20. The bus was about to leave in 10 minutes from now. Is it Shaykh who could swing me over to make the visions the bus? So Yunger Man said, Ken Zayn, I just have to check with my Rebbetzin. If my wife doesn't need my help now, I'll be more than happy to tell you. And in the meantime, a different bachur came and asked, are you getting a chance heading towards the Lando supermarket? And this Yunger Man said, I might be. Here, hold on just 1 minute. And as he was getting ready to contact his wife to find out, he reminded himself of a Moiridik and Maise, which we said over on the Vanach Damcha recordings. If you go back to the archives, you can listen to it. On extension zero, you type in number 4, a Maise about a Chosh of a Bacher who was in BMG and originally was going to be there for Shabbos. And then something came out about 15 minutes before Adlokas Nevis, and he needed quick to have a way somehow to get home. He went to Route 9 and he was trying to get a ride. And the first driver who stopped for him, he told the driver, he asked him, are you by any chance heading towards Westgate where I need to go? The driver said, I'm heading towards that direction, but not mamish to Westgate. I can start to take you. Why, you need to get to Westgate for Shabbos? And I gave some in the archives to make a long story very short. So the kitzur, what ended up happening was that this chosh of the yid who stopped, who didn't even notice bachar bichlal, he told the bachar, listen, I'll take the car to my final destination. You take over my car. And with this, you'll be able to drive the car to Westgate before the Shabbos and just bring it back to me Motzoi Shabbos. Mikamcha Yisrael. So this Chosh of Yugaman, he reminded himself of this story and he told himself, oh, here's the perfect solution. He asked the bachar that was driving to Landau, you know what, can you do a favor? Are you able? I'm going to get off by my house, which was first on the way. Then you could borrow the car and drive this bachar here. He needs to make the vision of the bus. After you drop him off, you go to Landau's. After you finish getting away, you need to land us to drop off the car by my house. He lives near the yeshiva. And by that, you'll be able just to walk back to yeshiva. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, oylem chesed ibaneh. The next story we're going to say over was told over to me by a very chashid younger man. He said that he heard that there was this following story took place in Los Angeles, California. It was a very chashid yid who noticed right by a yeshiva kedoisha in Los Angeles. Could you imagine what took place? The goyim that had a billboard for advertisements right near the yeshiva, there was some goy that wanted to advertise a certain zach, and it was mamish not sneas b'chlal. And this chosh of the yid, he couldn't believe such a thing was taking place. Right away he called up this advertisement company and said, you have to take it down. He says, it's not right. They said, sorry, America's a free country, and it's going to be like this for 90 days. You better get used to it, 90 days. This chosh of the yid said, America might be a free country, but in America money talks, I would like to buy it off. You want to buy it off? You pay us $1,000 a day? We'll give it to you. No problem. Instantly, boy, by yoim, he wired over $90,000 for the 90 days. So the advertisement company said, okay, so what do you want to advertise now? So the yid said, I don't have anything I need to advertise. Just leave it blank. They said, no way. This will not be good for our business. We cannot leave it blank. Something you have to put on the screen. It's a type of electrical screen. You can switch it each. You're going to have to put something on the screen. It will not be allowed to be left blank. So the yid's thinking to himself, I don't have anything to advertise. But you need something? Okay. So listen, today's the first of the 90 days. So just advertise now. 90 days left. And tomorrow you'll switch it 89 days left. 88 days left, the day after that, and et cetera, until eventually, you know, it will be the end of the... So Bekitzer became the talk of the town. Everybody was wondering, side of Yid and side of Goyim, 90 days left for what? 89 days left for what? Then eventually, 49 days left for what? 48 days left for what? Nobody knew. It was the talk of the town, the biggest trouble. And the funniest part was that this Yid himself also didn't know, because that's it. He had no need to advertise anything. So the kid said, when it got mamish towards the end, 5 days left, 4 days left, he got a major phone call from Coca-Cola. Zuck, the Coca-Cola company, they told this, you know, the phone that we heard, you're the one who's sponsoring you're paying to have this advertisement here going on for the last, 90 days. The whole countdown, belongs to you. This is all your geschäft. So the Coca-Cola company said, we would like to offer you a deal. You cannot refuse. Please, don't turn us down. We're offering you millions of dollars. Yes, millions, B'loshan Rabin. Millions of dollars. Give us the ability to advertise on that final day, day one, when the countdown's over and you hit day one, which is the 90th day, you hit day one, give us the right to advertise our Coca-Cola product. And this Choshevid responded, yes, oh, it's all yours. And he became multi-millionaire. What a moyerdik and meiser. Mi ke'amcha Yisrael. We're talking here about a yid that was going eish lohava, muchen mezumen, lohoyin shemayim al aretz if necessary, to make sure that the not sneeze thing should be away, should be taken down. And therefore, he was willing out of his own pocket to wire over $90,000. You see, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mamash paid him back kiflin kiflayim. Now he's a multi-millionaire. Mi ke'amcha Yisrael. We continue to stag weiter and weiter. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we are going to pass all the tests of Shmira Sinayim. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we're going to be deep in Sugyas HaTorah. And the Schus of the Eish HaTorah is going to protect us. And we're going to be nitzel from all Hivuri Aveira to be Mekayim. Exactly what the Pasuk says, one of the Sheish Zechiris. Willoy Sosuru, Achrei Levavchen, the Achrei Einechen.